Evening, everybody. Welcome to the Marlington Local School District Board of Education, the December meeting. This is the regular meeting. Time is 7:01. Mr. Noel will do the invocation, correct?
Well, is Mr. Greco here?
Oh, Mr. Greco.
Dan's not here? Okay. How about Mr. Noel does it?
Mr. Noel.
All right, if you'll bow your heads with us. Father, we have we thank you so much for this day, and we thank you for the opportunity to serve the staff, students, community here in Marlington. We just ask you to be with us tonight. Guide us in our words and our decisions, Father. They be pleasing with you. And also the special time of the year, Lord, the holidays, Christmas season, New Year. We pray for safety. We pray for the understanding of the meaning of this season as well. That's all this in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay, let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Everybody, please remain standing for just a couple minutes. Because of the Christmas season, I'd like everyone to sing a round of Jingle Bells. Okay?
Yes.
Ready?
Yeah.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Dashing
through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Oh!
And bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Hey,
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey,
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Thank you.
All right.
That'll get your spirits up, right?
Yeah. That was a first.
Have you ever sung at a board meeting? A 39-year veteran.
Never
had that happen. All
right. Never had that happen. I think it's good.
There you go.
Well, with that, I'll read the mission statement. In collaboration with staff, community, parents, and students, the Marlington Local School District will develop lifelong learners who understand and apply knowledge and demonstrate excellence in pursuing the highest standards with effective intervention to challenge every student. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Gabrick.
Here.
Mr. Hipley.
Here.
Mrs. Humphries.
Here.
Dr. Mason.
Here.
Mr. Ryan.
Here.
Adoption of meeting agenda. Any additions or corrections? We're going to add to old business a Title IX reports.
Yes. Okay.
Is there anything else we need to change? We talked about that.
No, I think that was it. Yeah.
Okay. Let's start with public participation.
Well, you have to make a recommendation.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. It's okay.
Recommend the Marlington Local Board of Education adopt the following agenda for the December 19th, 2019 meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Mr. Hipley?
Yes.
Mrs. Humphries?
Yes.
Mrs. Gabrick?
Yes.
Dr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes.
All right. Public participation.
We have four.
Four?
Four folks.
Does it matter the order? Mrs. Lynn Francis? You're up. You get 3 minutes.
I probably don't need the microphone. I'm Lynn Francis. I know, I'm really loud, sorry. I'm the head of the science department here. My room happens to be in this hallway with southern-facing windows, which for most of, well, no, all of my career here has been like a greenhouse, which as a science teacher's great. As a human being, it's awful. My room would reach temperatures of 90 degrees very easily in the fall and the spring, so I'm here to thank the board publicly for the air conditioning and the new windows. It is a different world in my room. You can't imagine how different the kids are. You know, everybody says you can teach anywhere. In some respects, it's true. Having the kids actually being able to sit there and not sweat, being able to pay attention to what you're saying because they're not miserable, makes their job easier, it makes my job easier, and it has just been so wonderful. So I want to thank you all so very, very much for that, and I think I can probably speak on behalf of all the teachers here. It's been great, and I know the middle school has air conditioning. We've always been very jealous of them, and my wish is that the elementary students will also soon be able to enjoy that. I'd also like to thank Mr. Ryan and Mr. Hipley for everything they've done for us. They've always been great supporters of the staff. Making tough decisions is never easy, and as unfortunately they found out, not very popular, but I applaud you and I respect you very much for your decisions, and thank you very much. To the incoming board members, I have a request. I would say please talk to the staff members. Listen to what we have to say. We're here every day with the students of this district. You know, you can say that you want to listen to the taxpayers, and I am a taxpayer, and that's great, but you need to listen to the staff. We understand education. We know what's going on with the kids, so please listen to us. Thank you.
Thanks, Lynn. Next is Heather Hall.
Okay. Hi, my name is Heather Hall. I am a proud graduate of Marlington, and I have lived in the Marlington district since about the age of 5. I am also a teacher and currently in my 25th year of teaching here at Marlington. I spent 23 of those years teaching first grade at Marlboro. Yes, I was one of the teachers displaced last year because of the closing of Marlboro Elementary. To say I was sad is an understatement. Beyond the brick and mortar of the place that I learned to call home after so many years, those coworkers were my family, and my family was basically split right down the middle. It was heartbreaking, and I still struggle with that loss at times. I'm not going to stand up here and say it went off without a hitch. It has been a huge adjustment. Moving a classroom and readjusting my way of teaching has been and continues to be quite an undertaking. It was an extremely stressful start to my 25th year of teaching. I don't tell you these things to make you think I am against the board's decision. I tell you these things to prove a point, to show you that I, as a person who is actually living through this, can still see the closing of Marlboro as a positive move for Marlington's future. That working together as a grade level, at every grade level, is really what is best for students, staff, and the families of Marlington. We are moving in the right direction. Despite all of the change, stress, and heartache, we are already seeing gaps close. I can personally speak to the advancements in this area for the district's first grade team. I'm going to say that again. Marlington District's first grade team. For the first time in my 23 years of teaching first grade, we have the same assessments in both reading and math. That is a huge step. We are using the same math, phonics, phonemic awareness, and leveled reading programs in both buildings. Moving from 3 buildings to 2 buildings and combining staff was the first step in the right direction. We had many different personalities and teaching styles coming together, and we are now on the same page with our assessments. Let me explain this from a teacher's perspective. When you are on the same page, you are able to find the areas of strength and weakness in the student's progress as a whole. We are better able to help more students, and that is what we are here to do. Work for what is best for each student. This is the right direction for us, and it is the right direction for Marlington Elementary. Thank you.
Shirley Ryan. Three minutes.
Tell her we're doing the timer. Tell her.
I really just wanted to say thank you to both Tom and Mark for all that they've done. It's not always easy being a school board member. And they've put countless hours into doing this. So Not sure how many people realize the commitment of time and energy that it's involved holding this job, but it does take a toll on you, and it is a big responsibility. And they do all this for $900 a year, so not quite sure why they do that, but I thank them all for making that decision. I think the answer for Mark and Tom, if I could speak for Tom, I know for Mark for sure, is that they felt a calling to lead our schools in a good, positive direction, and they've definitely done a fantastic job for that. I think the two newly elected candidates, both Josh and Danielle, are going to find themselves in a very fortunate position. This board has been fiscally responsible. They've created a lot of new, exciting programming, and they have a great future in their hands. The two of them will be joining some top-notch board members to begin their new term of office, and we wish the two of you the best of luck in this direction. We pray for the new school board and appreciate all the prayers sent our way. Josh, your mom has publicly stated she is praying for us, and we sincerely appreciate that, and we will do the same for you and Danielle as you now face some difficult decisions. We pray that you take a step back, do some research, and allow your decisions to be based on what is best for the district, for our teachers, our staff, and our kids. And we'd like to thank the community for all the kind words and appreciation over the years. And thank you, Tom and Mark, for all that you have done to help make this district what it is today. Thank you.
Thank you. Heidi Wade.
Hi, my name is Heidi Wade, and I'm a 1985 graduate of Marlington High School. I want to thank Mr. Hipley and Mr. Ryan for their service to our children and our families and our staff. My parents, Dave and Pat Balderson, raised a family of five children. They're all graduates of Marlington and all very successful in their communities. My husband, Dave, and I have three children. Our oldest son, Austin, graduated in the top 10 at Marlington and graduated with honors at the University of Akron. Colton graduated from Arlington last year in the top of his class. He's currently a freshman at the University of Mount Union. And our daughter Madison is a sophomore at Marlington, where she is involved in athletics and character counts, along with other things. My family, most of whom live in this district, all have children who have graduated from Marlington. We have been a part of this school for many, many years. We are all involved in this community. I have lived here for 52 years. I've been teaching for 28 years, all at Lexington, and all in the same third grade classroom that I was in when I was in third grade. I have emotional ties to this school system and to Lexington and to my classroom. It truly feels like home. As a teacher, I want to talk about how things are going in our schools. Now that we have two elementary schools, we have great leadership with our principals, our administration, and our support staff. We are all getting along great. We're making new friends. We are learning from each other. And we are gaining new and fun ideas. And we're having fun. Our parents have been overwhelmingly supportive. And for that, we are very thankful. Our children, our students, wow. They are amazing. They're getting along so well. They are making new friends, and I see it every day in the hallway. They're laughing, they're joking, and they've all come together. I want to say that with all the hard work and challenges that we have faced moving to two schools, all the hard work that our janitors and other people, those people who helped deal with happen, move, things are going really well. Thank you to those people who helped make this move happen. It wasn't easy. But I'm looking forward to working with these staff members and these students for many years to come. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, speakers tonight. All right, we're moving to special presentation, curriculum update.
Good evening. I'm waiting for my PowerPoint. Oh, it just went, there you go, okay. Again, focusing on the four big talking points for the year, just want to take you through an update on our CCP credentialing grant, our community partner, and educating the whole child. This time I'm going to link those two together, and we're going to ask later in the agenda to approve our high school program of studies for 2020 and 2021. So just to give you an update, we were approved for the grant. We have two teachers. We initially were offered one spot, and we were offered a second spot. So we will be sending two teachers through the grant. It's a $10,000 grant per teacher to get their accreditation to teach CCP classes in communication and social studies. Mrs. Lowmiller and Mr. Motz will be the recipients of those. So we wish them well, and I know that they're going to represent Marlington in their endeavors. Our community partner this time is Lex. There went the timer for Mrs. Wade. Sorry about that.
You get 3 minutes too?
I'll be done. They do Reward Day Fridays, and part of their group opts to miss recess every Friday in addition to their Friday Reward Days. And they have partnered, they're called Pet Pals, and they partnered this time with the Stark County Humane Society to help pets in need. So this Pet Pal group spent many Friday afternoons missing recess and other activities creating blankets for animals that are in the Humane Society shelter in addition to dog toys. I was so very touched by that, because while all this is going on, they're also raising thousands of dollars to outfit the canine dog with a new Kevlar vest for the fall. So I'm so very proud of our students in that endeavor. Our high school program of studies, our curriculum committee will speak to that a little bit later in more detail, but in our course offerings this year, we are increasing our career tech pathways to 12 pathways, so very proud of that. We also have some new and updated academic electives, which include the following: animal health, wildlife and fisheries, parks and recreation, commuter mobile app development, college and career math, general biology 1 and 2, that is moving to CCP, American Lit, that's moving to CCP, computer software, computer hardware, information technology, musical theater, and general biology 2. So we're really proud of that. That is the goal. There's several goals here at the high school, but that has been an ongoing goal since I took this position, was to offer more academic electives for our students based on their needs and interest levels. Two big changes. This time we had overwhelming response to food sciences. So we are offering, again, food sciences and world languages. We had a huge response to American Sign Language 1, 2, and 3. The caveat to those positions is we do not yet have staff. We don't know that we are starting early to try to locate staff. It's been very, very difficult because those areas are highly sought and there are not a lot of credentialed professionals out there to teach those areas. So we're gonna start early looking for people. We have a huge amount of interest in our students for those programs. And then finally, Merry Christmas. So, thank you.
There you go. All right. Well, it's my pleasure at this time to honor our retiring board members, Mr. Mark Ryan and Mr. Tom Hipley. Mr. Ryan served on the board since 2008, 12 years, and has been a member of all of our board committees during his tenure, but most recently the Policy and Finance Committees. He's also served as a legislative liaison and alternate to the Ohio School Boards Association. Mr. Hipley served on the board since 2016, and he's been a member of the Curriculum Committee, Building and Grounds Committee, and the Extracurricular Committee. He's also served as a delegate to the Ohio School Board Association as well. For the sake of time, I just wanted to highlight some of their accomplishments of their tenure during the last 4 years. First, the implementation and development of 2 strategic plans. Second, the recommendation and support of a 1-to-1 district initiative in technology to include iPads in grades K-8 and MacBook Airs for our high school staff and students. 2 consecutive bargaining agreements giving raises to our certified and classified staff members, a recent bonus, which we enjoyed handing out the other day, increased academic electives and CCP offerings, expanding our career tech programs, and the implementation of our elementary STEAM education. In regards to facilities, improvements to safety and security around the district, the renovation of the high school fabrication lab, the new middle school roof, science labs and common learning areas at the middle school, the athletic turf field, our home visitor restroom facilities, a softball hitting building, and what you're sitting in today, our new high school DLZ, gym bleachers here at the high school, and as Ms. Francis talked about earlier, the air conditioning project, and finally, the window and door projects going on here at the high school as well. So gentlemen, I appreciate your time and effort, and your wife was right. Very few of us know the amount of time and effort it takes to be a board member. A lot of us in the room do, and we appreciate you for your service and dedication to the students and staff here at the Marlington Local Schools. So thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, gentlemen. Okay, next on the agenda, students of the month. Start with middle school.
We're doing high school and middle school. There we go. Mr. Spondeel, who was briefly here, got a call that he has someone ill at home, so he had to leave. So high school kids are stuck with their old middle school principal tonight. We'll start with Danny Greco. Danny is not here tonight, but we'll read a little bit about Danny. He's the son of Sonia and Mark Greco. He's in Duke Street in Corral. He's been in choirs since the first grade. He's been in Beauty of the Beast last year. He's been in robotics for 3 years. Member of the Buckeye Boys State Delegate team last year, part of NHS, president of the Tri-M National Honor Society, and president of the Marlington Chorale this year. His hobbies and interests include music, guitar, and other instruments like piano and bass, watching novel movies, and planning to go into music production. So that was Danny Greco. Our next student of the month is Isabella Warner. Bella is the daughter of Dirk and Regina Warner. Oh, there he is. Right there. There you go. All right. Oh, stay here. I got to read about you. Yeah. All right. She's a current member of the Link crew. 2 years a member of the Link crew, student council for 2 years, National Honor Society for 2 years, Spanish Club for 3 years, Spanish National Honor Society, vice president for 3 years, member of the varsity girls golf team for 4 years, member of the varsity boys tennis team 1 year, and a current member, volunteers at her church, and will be performing in the school play this year. Bella's hobbies, singing, reading, and spending time with family. In the future, she plans to attend Akron University to study pre-physical therapy and eventually become a PT and an author. Awesome. Congratulations, Bella. All right, on to the middle school. As you'll see here for the middle school students, I kind of broke the rules today a little bit, but I think it was very much called for. So our first student of the month for the middle school this year is Caitlin Scott. Come on up, Caitlin. All right, Caitlin is the daughter of Mike and Melissa Scott. Caitlin's favorite subject is math, and she's been an active participant in 4-H the past 5 years, completing woodworking projects along with health and fitness projects. She is a member of the youth group at the First Baptist Church in Louisville. She has played ACSC soccer for 8 years and is planning to play for the Lady Dukes next year. In her free time, she loves baking, cookies, and helping with dinner. And I'm going to hold the last line for just a minute. So we'll hang on 1 second, and I'll come back to that. But this is Caitlin Scott. Congratulations. Our next student of the month is Kendra Scott. She is also the daughter of Mike and Melissa Scott. Come on up, Kendra. Her favorite subject is also math. She's also a member of the First Baptist Church in Louisville. She's also a member of the choir and chamber ensemble, and she ran cross country this past fall. She's also a five-year member of 4-H and has done projects based on first aid and money management. In her free time, she enjoys drawing cartoon animals. Awesome job, Kendra. Our next student of the month is Carly Scott. Come on up, Carly. Carly is also the daughter of Mike and Melissa Scott. Her favorite class is American history. She's a member of our choir and chamber ensemble, a member of the youth group at the First Baptist Church in Louisville. She is active in baton twirling at Cats Dance and Twirl in Louisville. She's also a five-year member of 4-H and enjoys the cooking projects. In her free time, she likes to play the piano that she's been teaching herself to play. So congratulations, Carly. As I'm sure you're catching on to, Caitlin, Kendra, and Carly are triplets. And when they were, one of them was nominated at our staff meeting, one of the other teachers says, well, I've got Kendra, and she's pretty good, too. And he said, okay, well, that'll work. And then all of a sudden, well, what about Carly? And they said, oh, she's really good. Okay. I said, well, I won't tell Mr. Noel. We're just going to do it. So let me add a couple things. First of all, I asked each one what was the best part of being a triplet, because I can't usually ask many people that question. Caitlin said the best part is when you're sick, someone can bring homework home to you and always help you, and she also enjoys when teachers sometimes mistake them for each other. Kendra said the best part was always having someone to talk to and always having a best friend or two best friends. Carly said that the best part of being a triplet was to have someone by your side when you're going through something new, like joining a new church or going to a new building at a school or something. You always have somebody by your side. So lastly, I want to just tell you a little bit about what the teachers had to say, and some of their comments were individual and some were collective. Caitlin is a very hard worker with a positive attitude. She makes people around her better. Kendra and Carly are awesome in and out of class. They both work so hard and always do what is expected of them. It's not unusual for me to see Schoology submissions in the evenings, even when it's not expected. They just want to be ahead. They're both very respectful in their speech and their actions, their class acts. Caitlin is a hardworking, dedicated young lady. She is kind and helpful. She's very serious about her schoolwork and takes pride in her accomplishments. I am very lucky to have her in my math class. I've had the pleasure of having Carly and Kendra in my eighth grade choir class. Not me, the teacher. You didn't hear me singing earlier. All right. They both are wonderful students and are very hard workers. They both come to class ready to work and always on task. They're ready to help someone if it's needed or just give an encouraging word. They have a smile on their face and a positive attitude. They are a wonderful contribution to the choir class. Lastly, here's something about all three girls as a collective group. They are very welcoming and inclusive. They ask new students to sit with them. They're very helpful, respectful, and caring. They also advocate for others. One more thing. These three girls, this teacher wrote, are very kind, respectful, and studious. They're always at full attention when lessons and instruction are being presented. All three of them are very quiet, but more than happy to answer questions asked in class and always willing to help out other students. So congratulations not only to these fine young ladies, but to Mom and Dad as well. Job well done, and Merry Christmas.
I have the honor several times a year to present for the principals. The first student we'd like to present is Andrew Lozier. Andrew, are you here this evening? Okay, Andrew is not here. Andrew is our Kiwanis Student of the Month. He is the son of Ron and Vicki Lozier, and he is a fifth grade student at Lexington. I'd also like to present our Student of the Month from Washington Elementary, Luke Torgerson. Is Luke here? Luke is here. There he is. Hi, Luke. Luke is the son of Rachel and Mark Torgerson. He's an amazing student that works hard every day. He's a wonderful example of Duke pride. He leads his peers by example. He's very friendly to every student in the building. His favorite subject is math. Knew it. I knew that. He enjoys family nights and watching movies together. He wants to visit Egypt and see his grandmother and the pyramids. Congratulations.
Two awards a year here in the district, and it's our pleasure tonight to award this one to Ms. Becky. We appreciate all you do. How about a nice round of applause for her? We have another special award for those of us that have come to the board meeting the last 5 or 6 months. We were blessed to have this young lady join us. This is Ms. Tammy Hurst from the Education Service Center. This summer, we were in a little jam. Our treasurer decided to move on, and I reached out to the ESC, and I was a former ESC employee. This is what ESCs do well. They help districts out that are in need. And I had no doubt that we were going to get help. I didn't know we were going to get this kind of good help. She's been awesome for us. 39 years of experience in the field, and she came in and didn't miss a beat here at Marlin. And for that, on behalf of the Board of Education, all of our staff and students here in Marlinson, we just have a nice little certificate of appreciation and a little gift card and wishing her happy holidays. But thank you, Tammy. Come on up here. Come on. You go back. You go back.
This was a late add-on for today, and I called it Miracles in Marlington. I've made this comment before publicly and in private, but with our staff. I am never surprised, just amazed at what happens in this school district. At this time of the year, we've always done great things with our community at Christmas time and holidays. But for some reason this year, it just was overwhelming to me to start hearing what was going on. And I just needed to share it with you tonight. I'm going to start, and then I'm going to turn it over to my colleague, who has really just some really awesome news to share. But we do a lot of great things with families. And I just want to give you guys some data tonight on what our staff and students and community has done for families in need. And I guess part of my discussion tonight is twofold. Number one, to let you all know that we do have families in need in this community. And I know some people don't know or understand that, but we do. And number two, I'm never surprised, just amazed. So let me tell you a little bit about what we've done. We have helped at the Christmas season 150 families that are in need in the Marlington community. 172 adults, 345 children. That's a lot of folks in need. For Thanksgiving, just to put that in perspective as well, we helped another 48 families, 111 adults, 173 children, which is 284 total folks with food. And I'm overwhelmed personally, professionally, at what this school district does and how we take care of one another. I want to turn it over to Mrs. Sutton to talk a little bit more about another need that we've been able to address as well.
So one of my many, many hats in the district is the homeless coordinator. The first thing you're going to say is, what? Homeless? Yes, we have homeless families in our district. There are many categories of homelessness, and some are what literally comes to mind, families living in shelters or families living in their vehicles. We do have that here in the district. Recently, we got a phone call, and it literally has been less than 6 days ago, about a family who landed in our district. And I mean landed. They left their home, fleeing from domestic violence, a single parent with four children. came to the district to live with a family member, and that also turned into a very bad situation, and they had to leave in the middle of the night, fleeing again domestic violence. This phone call, this was made aware to me on Thursday of last week, and I am here to report to you this evening that this district, in response to this family's needs, has secured housing for this family. I have seen individuals in the wee hours of the day and all hours of the evening in the last 48 hours preparing this house to make it a home for this family. The outpouring of monetary donations, furniture, household items, trucks, labor, physical labor to move furniture, pick up, deliver, all of this has just fallen into place and can only come from one place. If this is not God's work, I don't know what is. It has been amazing. We needed to raise money to cover some expenses for Mom. We were hoping to raise about $2,400. In less than 72 hours, we've raised $3,500 and a house full of furniture, a Christmas tree, and Christmas decorations for this family. I have cried more tears of joy in the last 4 days of work that I've been dehydrated. These guys have seen me. It's just been, I'm amazed. I am just amazed, and I'm so proud to be a Marlington Duke.
I'll only add, I let Mrs. Sutton just run with this, and I said, when you get to the point where you might need some final things, let me know. And she said, okay, we're there. So I said, okay, let me see what I can do. So I sent out 5 texts, and guess where those text messages went? To our pastors. Before I could put the phone back in my pocket, Carol's walking by me and my phone starts dinging. And here they came. I've talked to you guys about our relationships with the churches before, but it is just unbelievable what our folks can do as congregations. Without getting too many of the details, dollars came in. We're going to go to the food pantry at one church, and we're going to load this family up for a week's worth of food tomorrow after work. That's where I'm heading. There's also a closet where they have like brooms and mops and buckets. The church is going to take care of me with that, as with some of those needs as well. We're going to load the truck up and get that over the household as well. When this family moves in, they're not going to believe their eyes on that day. They're just not going to believe it. And I personally want to thank Mrs. Sutton. We have some other teachers and staff members in this district that. One thing I've always said to you and everybody I've talked to, if you find something people are passionate about, watch out. And that's exactly what has happened here. So I thank you for letting us share that. It's been an awesome week for us. A little more work to do this weekend, but we're going to get it done and get that family taken care of. So.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for that. That's good news. We're going to get into the nuts and bolts of the meeting. If you'd like to stick around, that's great. If you want to take the opportunity to exit, this would be the time to do that. We'll give you a few minutes to leave. If anybody wants to stretch their legs for a few minutes, we'll grant that. Should we sing another round?
No. I moved the table.
To do what?
He wanted to sing another round. I said, I'm not.
I had a standby, you man. Forget that. Well, that was painful.
Well, you had to hear me sing. That's the worst part. Oh my gosh. Did you see what that just did? Why did it do that?
You got wet. Do you need some tissues?
What? I wonder why I did that.
I don't know.
That's so weird.
Do you want some tissue?
No. It's good it's black. It won't.
No,
it's true. Yeah, okay. It won't matter. Yeah, good it was water.
True too.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, we'll start with old business. There's one item The district had a Title IX complaint filed against it. It was investigated. There was no fault or any questionable activity that was found within the staff. Everything was everybody was cleared at the staff level. It is a public record because it was something that was conducted. It was submitted to the board and Mr. Knoll, so as a matter of record, it is available. All right, we'll move on to
our policies.
New revised deleted board policies.
Okay. My favorite part. I'll recommend a motion to approve our second reading and adoption of the board policies, those as presented.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion?
Please no.
This is just the second reading.
Just the second reading.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Call roll, please.
Dr. Mason.
Yes.
Mrs. Humphreys.
Yes.
Mrs. Gabrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hipley.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes. Okay, so this is our formal calendar public hearing. If the board had any comments or questions on our calendar for next school year, I'll be working on putting that together here after Christmas time for next month adoption.
When will we receive a copy of that?
My hope is to have one prepared for January's board meeting.
January.
Yep.
Joe, as the state came out with, there's been talk in the past of the state adopting a start for all schools across the board instead of each making its own. Has the state got anywhere with that?
No. It comes up almost every year where it's, you know, start after Labor Day and then before Memorial Day. And basically it's the, like the Geauga Lakes and the Kings Island folks that they usually get that out, but it doesn't get a lot of traction. And personally, I would be opposed to any rule that said you had to start at any time or end. I think the local board of education across the state should have the opportunity to do what they think is best for their community personally. But it hasn't gained traction in the past.
Okay.
Just for the conversation, what would be the advantage to possibly starting earlier?
If we start before Labor Day? Mm-hmm. Well, we'd be on a common calendar with everybody else in the county, which would help us in a couple regards, like our career tech kiddos that go to Alliance. They would start the same time. We've talked in the past about CCP and all our kids that are starting college classes before that. For our teachers, getting more days of education in before state testing hits, that's a big one. We're not really on the same level playing field, starting days later than everybody else in the county when it comes to that. So, those are a few of the big ones.
So our test scores are can't be compared, really it's apples and oranges because we start.
Yeah, it's difficult to compare them when you've got extra days of teaching and learning going on. That's true.
So we're at a disadvantage.
Yeah, especially this year, the coming year, Labor Day is on the worst day it could be. It's on Monday, September the 7th. So that means we're starting late as we can start, and we're going to be going till, you know, June 9th or 10th, sadly. Yeah.
Some districts will have been in school almost 3 weeks before.
Yeah.
By the time we start.
Yeah.
Carol, could you repeat that, please?
Some districts are in school almost 3 weeks before we even start. Okay. It puts us at a disadvantage when we're trying to coordinate our students with Alliance, mm-hmm. with our higher eds, and it puts us at a disadvantage with ESC professional learning opportunities because our calendars don't jive. Mm. So we miss a lot of opportunities.
Can you describe what, if you could start before Labor Day, what would that look like? What would your thought be if the board were considering?
I talked about this, 5 or 6 years ago. My thought would be to start a week prior and go like the 5 days and then get to the week of the fair and go like maybe a Monday, Tuesday, and then excuse school for the rest of that week for the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, have that Labor Day off and come back on Tuesday. The whole idea being use those 5 days or so up front to get rid of a lot of the things that teachers have to do to start the school year off. So that when we came back after Labor Day, you hit the ground running versus doing a lot of the other things that teachers need to do to get their classrooms up and running. I don't have those dates right in front of me, but that's kind of what I was thinking back at that time.
Any other discussion?
Okay. Are you interested in seeing a calendar that looks like that? Prior to Labor Day?
Any of you?
See what it looks like. I don't care.
Okay. I'll work on one if you want me to. Okay.
It's something to look at.
Something to at least entertain.
Again, related to education especially.
All right.
You've always advocated it, but the board's never wanted to consider it.
That's accurate.
Okay.
All right.
Treasurer's report.
Okay, we need a motion to approve the minutes of the November 21st, 2019 regular meeting, please.
So move.
Second.
Who was the first?
Me.
Any discussion? Call roll.
Mrs. Humphries.
Yes.
Dr. Mason.
Yes.
Mrs. Gabrick.
Yes. Excuse me. Yes.
Mr. Hipley.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
We need a motion to approve the financial reports and overview of receipts and expenditures for the period ending November 30th, 2019, as presented.
I so move.
Second.
Discussion. Call roll.
Mrs. Gabrick.
Yes.
Mrs. Humphries.
Yes.
Mr. Hipley.
Yes.
Dr. Mason.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Recommend the motion to approve the donations as presented.
I so move.
Second.
Discussion. Read those off.
Sure. The donor, Christine Olson, donation to the Ashley White Stump Scholarship account in the amount of $2,000. Jesse and Scott Packen, donation to the Marlington Care for Care Closets in the amount of $1,400. And Doug and Linda Warner, donation for 2 book vending machines and books to be used at Lexington and Washington Elementary Schools in the amount of $9,940.
And wait till you see these things. You know what a vending machine looks like where you got candy and pretzels and pop in there? These vending machines are going to have books in them. They are really awesome. Just a wonderful idea, great donation. The kids will get tokens for like doing good things in the elementaries, and put your token in, you get a book at reading level.
So it'll run off tokens and money?
I think it's just tokens.
Okay.
Yeah, and right now the game plan would be is you do something to earn them, and then you get to go to the vending machine.
Now, will the PTO be charged with maintaining the?
Yes, we met with the PTO, and they're all in. The Wanners are going to actually give us $500 per building of books to get us going, but then the PTOs will definitely take off and kind of refuel as the year goes on. So,
awesome.
Yeah. Where did that idea come from?
Mrs. Warner saw it on a TV show or video and told me, hey, I like to do this. And
that's awesome.
It's a great idea. I'd never seen it before. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
No, just when
pretty cool.
We showed.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Are those there? Are they there now?
No, sadly, it was an 8 to 10 week delay before we get. So, but we'll have a nice little unveiling when they arrive.
Got it. Okay. Any more discussion? Call the roll.
Mrs. Gabrick.
Yes.
Mrs. Humphries.
Yes.
Mr. Hipley.
Yes.
Dr. Mason.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Recommend the motion to approve the fiscal year 2020 revenue budget revisions as presented.
I so move.
Second.
Discussion.
Could you go over those, please?
Sure. We're moving $2,500 to a new fund or a 499 fund for ODNR archery grant that we received. So we need to fund that in order to make the expenditures, which you're going to approve on the next resolution. So
thank you.
Any more discussion? Call roll.
Mrs. Gabrick.
Yes.
Mrs. Humphries.
Yes.
Mr. Hipley.
Yes.
Dr. Mason.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
And the next motion is to approve the fiscal year 2020 appropriation revisions as presented.
So moved.
Second.
That will allow us to expend the funds.
Any discussion? Call roll.
Mr. Hipley.
Yes.
Mrs. Gabrick. Yes. Mrs. Humphries?
Yes.
Dr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes.
Next, they recommend the motion to award the bid for Marlington High School Phase 2 windows and doors to Capital Aluminum and Glass Corporation at a total cost of $230,000, including alternate bid number one.
So moved.
Second.
I'm sorry, who moved? Mr. Hibley.
Okay. Tom and then Karen.
Thank you.
Discussion?
Could you just go over the details on that as far as how they fell in the bid and what is the alternate bid one?
I can handle the alternate.
Please.
Well, here's the scope of the whole program. The counselor's area north on that side, and then come back here to our math area, so like Mr. Locke's room across from Ms. Coleman's area, and going down towards the gym for the math wing, and then doors. It'd be the three doors out by the Victory Bell. And then the alternate was for the two doors in the front that were the main entrance.
And the 230 includes the doors?
Affirmative.
And blinds.
What are you talking about, blinds?
On the windows.
In the windows, yeah. That's correct. Yes, there's blinds.
Just
in
want
the
to make sure, because last time we
yeah,
had
that's
to.
That's right, we had that discussion.
Yeah.
Yes, we did. Yeah, we rectified that. Not on the doors, though. Just right.
Does that bid include, will those doors be wrapped so you can't see inside them, or will those?
We actually purchased that security film through the BWC safety grant. So once those doors are up, we're going to put that component on. Okay. Remember, this is one where it's not bulletproof, but it's shatterproof.
Yeah.
So we use some of our funds to actually equip the middle school and some areas at the high school just to see what that looks like.
Okay.
And how it works.
Any more discussion? Call the roll.
Mr. Hipley?
Yes.
Mrs. Humphries?
Yes.
Mrs. Gabrick?
Yes.
Dr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes.
We also need recommend the motion to make intra-fund transfers to the Permanent Improvement Fund as listed.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
Sure. We have a permanent improvement fund that you all have approved, and we have amounts appropriated in that to that fund. Within that fund, we have different special cost centers that allow us to track different projects. And so what we do at certain points is when we finish a project, if there's if we estimated the amount to be more than what it was, there's some funds left, so we move those funds to new projects. So that is what this is doing, is taking some available funds and moving it to the special cost center for phase two. It's pretty much just paperwork. So we're not changing anything as far as what was appropriated for the total fund. And, you know, it's just how we account for it individually by project.
And basically taking monies that were left over for
right.
projects
and using it to fund this project, yes.
Any more discussion? Call roll.
Mr. Hipley?
Yes.
Mrs. Humphries?
Yes.
Mrs. Gabrick?
Yes.
Dr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes. Okay, new business. Recommend a motion to appoint a president pro tem for the organizational meeting of the Marlington Local Board of Education on January, date to be determined, 2020. So I need a nomination.
Nominate Mrs. Humphries.
Any other nominations? Okay. Close nominations. We have a vote. We need a first and second for Karen.
Does she need to accept that?
You're accepting it?
Yes.
Okay. She accepts. We have a motion to.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Any more discussion? Do we need to establish the date? Yeah, why don't we establish the date while we're talking about in the discussion phase? So the three of you need to decide when you want to have your organizational meeting. You have till, is it the 15th?
Well, the law requires we have the organizational meeting before January 15th.
Okay.
Before?
Well, the 15th or prior. Okay. Yeah, and I believe the Thursday is actually the 16th, which would be our typical board meeting. So we can't do it on the 16th.
Can you combine those those
you can.
Meetings?
We did that a while back. We had the organizational and the regular at the same day. There's some merit to that. You don't have to give up two nights.
Yeah, we've done that in the past.
Yeah. Works out great when it's the right Thursday, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, that's definitely an option.
Well, my thing is I have an opportunity to travel, which I don't get to that a lot, with my husband. So I actually am not available until the 13th that week. So hopefully one of those nights works, 13th, 14th, or 15th.
So Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday.
Right.
Do you two have
I have no
Carolyn, Scott?
But I think we should check with our two board elects as well.
Danielle,
ask their schedule.
And Josh, we have the 13th, 14th, and 15th available for organizational meeting. Do you have a preference?
I'd rather not do Wednesday.
Try to stay away
from
Wednesday.
I'd rather not do Wednesday.
Okay. So we're down to Monday or Tuesday.
Monday or Tuesday? Preference? I'm sorry?
Monday would work wonderful.
Josh?
It's fine. He's saying.
So what do you say? Fine?
He's saying it's fine. Good.
Now, do you want to do both meetings that night?
I would prefer.
I don't care.
You don't care.
So what do we say Monday?
We're saying Monday the 13th.
Monday the 13th.
You know, and I think I'm hearing we're due both meetings the same night, so we don't need to come back a couple days later.
That's what I'd like.
Okay. Is everybody okay with that? Guys?
You can have everything. You'll have everything ready the 13th?
Sure.
You're talking about having the regular meeting following?
Mm-hmm.
Is
mm-hmm.
that correct?
Mm-hmm.
5:30.
Yeah, I think we just kind of do.
Like at the organizational.
Or you could, we could even start at 7:00, to be honest with you, because organizational meeting doesn't
take
not all that
hour.
Long.
20 minutes, half
yeah.
hour.
Yeah, it's not. There's not a lot there.
Well, it could take a little longer because you got committees. You got to establish that.
Yeah, there's a little bit of discussion there. Yeah.
Probably should give yourself a half hour for that, at least.
For the organizational.
Yeah.
What do you think otherwise?
No, that's fine. I mean, you could start at 5:30, or you could come in a little bit later. Whatever
Danielle,
you all want
what's
to
the earliest that you can come?
Yeah.
6 or 6:30 would be great for me. Just our fingers
hours. Josh, do you have a time preference?
You want to say 6?
Could you make it at 6?
Nope.
6 o'clock. Okay.
So January 13th.
The regular meeting is going to be
immediately following.
Immediately following. How about we say 7? You
yeah.
want to say
yeah,
7?
Mm-hmm.
Give us an hour.
Okay, got it set. Okay, so the motion on the table is the motion is to appoint President Pro Tem Karen Humphreys as in that position for the organizational meeting on January 13th, 6 o'clock, with the regular meeting to follow at 7. We have a motion by Tom and a second by Scott. Any more discussion?
Can you state the location?
We'll be right here.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
At the DLZ. Any more discussion?
Okay. Call roll.
Mr. Hipley.
Yes.
Dr. Mason.
Yes.
Mrs. Gabrick.
Yes.
Mrs. Humphreys.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, Ms. Sun talked about earlier our curriculum committee met with Ms. Humphreys and Dr. Mason. I don't know if either one of you two wanted to share some other thoughts or have Ms. Humphreys just.
I'll defer to Ms.
Okay.
Ms.
Sutton? Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. He said.
You're on?
You're on.
Oh.
Anything else to add?
No, I went over in detail. I just wanted to make a final statement that I am very appreciative of our high school counselors, Mrs. Joyce, Mrs. Norman,
absolutely.
And our building principals, Mr. Spondiel, Mr. Farrell, Mr. Miller, for getting this together. They have every year tried to push this further forward to give more time for our students to make good choices and solicit student response that's meaningful. So I appreciate all of their hard work. It takes a lot to put this together.
I like that the students are given that opportunity to have input.
Yes.
Because that makes sense.
Thank
Why
you.
Would you teach things that they're not interested in?
Right.
And add things that they have good input.
Right.
They just have good input.
Right. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. So I recommend a motion to approve the program of studies for the 2020-21 school year as presented.
Second.
So move.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll.
Mrs. Humphries?
Yes.
Dr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Gabrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hipley?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes.
Personnel. All right. I recommend a motion to hire Emily Winter as the payroll secretary, administrative assistant to the treasurer, effective December 20, 2019, pending verification of satisfactory credentials, BSAT and FBI checks as required. I recommend a motion to hire the following individuals to be added to the classified sublist for the 2019-20 school year, pending verification of satisfactory credentials, BSAT and FBI checks as required, those folks as presented. Recommend motion to accept the resignation of Clay Laborator as the Mullen Center Supervisor for winter. And recommend motion to hire the following for the 2019-20 supplemental employment pending verification of satisfactory credentials, VSAT, and FBI checks as required. Those folks as present.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
Nice to see Chris Middleton back becoming more and more active.
Yeah, he's doing well.
Any more discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Hipley?
Yes.
Mrs. Humphries?
Yes.
Mrs. Gabrick?
Yes.
Dr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes. Announcements.
Well, our staff and students done such a great job this year, we're going to give them some time off for the holiday. All right, how about that? So you can see our break on there January 1st, and we're back on the 2nd and 3rd. We have our organizational meeting set and our regular board meeting set as well. And just a final thing, don't forget, board members, your gifts from the administration. This is what our Hort department puts together for you. Merry Christmas, happy holidays to you from us.
Thank you
very much.
All right.
And we don't need to go into executive session.
No, sir.
You clear that up?
Yeah.
Okay. So I need a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Is that Scott?
Yeah.
Any discussion? Call roll.
Mr. Hipley?
Yes.
Dr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Gabrick?
Yes.
Mrs. Humphries?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes. Very good. Thank you, folks, for coming. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Whew.